You are listening to Concert Blast.
Tracy from Russellville, Alabama, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Ashley from Memphis, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Jerry from Memphis, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
My name is Brooke and Bones. I'm from Memphis, and I'm listening to Concert Blast.
Heather from Memphis, Tennessee, you're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Sean Clifton from Tupelo, Mississippi, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hey, I'm Sherry from Birmingham, Alabama, and you're listening to Concert Blast live at the Joan Jett Show.
Hey, this is Joe D. from Joan Jett and the Blackhearts crew. I'm here on Concert Blast with my good friends Mike, Brian, and Tom.
Hey, this is Kenny Laguna from the Blackhearts, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hi, this is Joan Jett from the Blackhearts, and you're listening to Concert Blast with Mike, Brian, and Tom.
About 17, he was strong, playing my favorite song, and I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me, and I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me.
Hi and welcome to Concert Blast. This is Mike Arnold.
Along with Brian Hasbrook, Tom Thompson is missing in action.
We're in Tunica, Mississippi. Actually, Robinsonville.
Robinsonville.
Mississippi. And we're at the where?
Horseshoe Casino.
And we're here to see Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. And they're actually doing their sound check right now. So it sounds like Joan is going to be going through several of her new songs from the album Center. Actually, Brian just said it's the first song off the album, huh?
Yeah, it's a song called Riddles.
And we heard them play what earlier?
Five.
And before that, we heard them warming up with Cherry Bomb from the Runaway Days.
They're going to be good and loud, and that's just the way I like it, man.
That's right.
I tell you what, man, Joan and the band sound great, and this is just warming up.
But I'm glad that she finally put out a studio album, man. It's good to hear something new from her, even though some of the stuff was brought out on other CDs earlier. So,
boy, this is a beautiful place, isn't it, Brian?
Oh, yeah, man.
Yes, sir. The
rising out of the Mississippi Delta, man. It's gorgeous down here.
Yes, it is. It's a cool day. Earlier today, we stopped in a place called Nutbush, Tennessee, to see what the song Nutbush City Limits was all about. On the way, when we got to Memphis, we did another surprise.
And we went to Graceland, just looked around for a little bit.
And it was a lot of fun to see what Elvis went through and where he lived and the things he wore, the things he did, and all his awards.
He built like a whole hallway just for some of his awards. Then he built a whole building for more of his awards.
That's true. That's true. And the racket court building was full of awards too.
Oh yeah. I mean, it was great. I mean, I love the billiard room, man. I thought that was so hot looking.
We're supposed to get our credentials around 7 o'clock, 7:15, okay. And supposed to go to the backstage area. Yeah. From there, someone should take us to meet Kenny, and then Kenny to take us to the band. Oh, there's Kenny right there. Hey, I'm Mike Arnold. We were actually introducing our show right now, and you happen to walk up. Nice to see you, Kenny Laguna.
Nice to see you, too. I'm so glad you come to this rocking show, eh?
Oh, yeah, because we haven't seen Joan since she opened up for Robert Plant. We're really looking forward to it.
Wow. Yeah, that's how many years ago.
Do you need to come in?
If it's okay. Oh.
Hey, these guys are on our list.
I love that little video you and Joan did out on the streets.
Oh, the Cadillac story.
Oh, that's cool, yeah.
I love that.
Those people from Cadillac, they wanted to tell the story before they realized we even had a Cadillac. You know, one of the girls that used to work with ESPN, and we did X Games and things, and now she's with Cadillac, and she's going, you know, that story that you were one of the original indie labels, one of the punks, you know, before anybody. People should know it, and so we'd like to tell that story. And then they found out there was a Cadillac involved. Forget it. They were so into it, you know?
Yeah.
So.
But you said you put records in the back of the trunk and traveled and sold them out of the trunk.
See those cars, how big they are?
Yeah.
We could put a huge amount of records and her guitar in the trunk of that caddy, and then there'd be like one of the van with the band and the other equipment. And we traveled around, and we started selling those records $2-3 a piece when we should have been selling them for $5, but we didn't know.
Yeah.
And we were selling thousands. And
Kenny, it's going to blow your head off.
Won't you?
All right, wait, let's go in here. Okay.
So we're going up on the stage. This is nice. Oh, thank you, Kenny. I appreciate you doing this for us. Julie's a good person, man. She's very thorough.
Oh, Julie?
Yes.
She's amazing.
Yes, thorough.
She's been with us since 1980.
Goodness.
She has notes on everything. She's a computer person, so she knows everything that's happened. Yeah.
Really?
This guy's a programmer and a half himself. He does all the technical stuff.
I do all the editing and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's been fun. This is a nice theater.
Well, I don't know when you guys are coming back to Nashville. I know you were there last summer. But
the band's Warped Tour.
Yeah, are you guys Nashville? Or
yeah, we're Nashville.
We're Nashville.
Well, we want to come back to Nashville. It's a lot easier to get back to Nashville than Memphis. Apparently, there's, you know, even though it's a music city, it doesn't seem to be, at least for our brand of music, the punk thing, like the Warped Tour skipped it, my agent skipped it, but
wow.
Nashville is happening.
We'll
know each other. I've been trying to break into Nashville since the 60s.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. There's a country version of Hate Myself for Loving You I did with one of the Tony winners on Broadway. Sounds like Dwight Yoakam. It's amazing. We end the show with it. Tonight, we end the show. But I brought it in there, and Joe Galante, who's like one of the really visionary guys there, you know, he went, oh, this is amazing. He goes, I think Brooke and Dunn are going to do it. But nothing happened. Nothing happened. But I'm not giving up because Hate Myself is definitely a country record. When you hear this version, you're going to say, oh, my God, it's a country song. But so is Bad Reputation.
A Bad Reputation?
I'm worried about my reputation.
It's not like Big and Rich are trying to get that one going or something.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of country music stars that are Joan Jett fans now.
Some of my heroes have done it, like Creedence Clearwater. They had Lodi. It was a hit, country hit, right?
All right.
The Love and Spoonful, when I was a kid, they were trying to break in. Nobody would let them. But later on, Nashville Cats was a country hit.
Right.
You know, it's hard. If your name is Laguna and you're from New York, you know. But he's Galante and he's from New York, you know, so he did it. It's a new world.
So you were the keyboard player for Tommy James?
I sure was.
Awesome.
Tommy James, the most underrated artist in history. I mean, I got a few that I champion, like the Love and Spoonful, but at least they're in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Tommy's not in the Hall of Fame yet, and he certainly deserves it. He had such big hits. They all sound just like Tommy James, but they're all different. Like, I Think We're Alone Now, Money Money, Crimson and Clover, Crystal Blue Persuasion. Just that's just four. There's plenty more. Dragging the Line.
Uh-huh.
That's five hits. Every one is completely different than the other one.
Thank you so much for talking to us.
Well, it's my pleasure. Somewhere. Thank you for your support.
Well, we've been fans ever since The Runaway. You just heard from Kenny Laguna, and now we found another person. What would you say your job title is?
Hired Thug.
Hired Thug. Now, I didn't ask what your name was. I asked you what you do. Tell everybody who you are.
I'm Joe DiLorenzo. I'm the tour manager and guitar tech.
Hey, tour manager and guitar tech. You got double duty, get double pay, right?
No.
We're sitting in a Starbucks, thanks to Kenny Laguna for picking up the tab. And me and Brian and Joe D are standing here sitting around a table just chatting, talking about good old times and what Joan ought to be recording.
Absolutely.
We know, don't we?
Absolutely.
So, okay. When did y'all come into town?
We got in last night.
Did y'all fly in?
Yeah, we flew to Memphis and then drove. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what do you do with equipment? Do you...
There's a certain amount of pieces that we bring with us from home, you know, guitars and bits and pieces, and Jones amplifier head, which didn't make it this trip.
Oh, no.
Well, it made it, but it doesn't work.
Oh, no.
So I've been taking it. I took it apart. Yeah, I took it apart trying to fix it, but, you know.
So what are you going to do about that?
Well, we got a spare, so.
Oh, yeah.
Because we were outside where you guys were doing a little warm-up there, and, man, from the outside, it sounded great.
Billy, the front-of-house guy, he's been with Joan for 20-some-odd years. I mean, that's the one thing. It always sounds great.
Do you know if they're going to put more chairs on the floor, or is it really kind of spread out and comfortable like they've got it right now? Or?
Well, I think the open floor, you know, keeps it more intimate. People that want to stand down front can. And then there's the next level with the tables and seats, which is great. You know, so you get the best of both worlds, really.
I prefer the sweating up against the stage myself.
Absolutely, absolutely.
What the bone crushing, God let me out of here, please, kind of thing, huh?
Well, we've been through several of those.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's funny, you know, the only cats I ever stood in the front for are all dead now.
I don't know. All right, who are some of your favorites?
Tim Baders, Johnny Thunders.
Oh, man, they're all gone. Well, yeah. We were just talking how we were
talking about Cleveland. Yeah,
we were actually upset because one time Ramones and the Runaways were supposed to be on the same bill, and they canceled coming to town.
They toured together way back when. Yeah.
And we've seen the Ramones, and we've seen Joan, but we never got to see them together.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
And then I know that's not going to happen no more.
No.
When do you leave?
We leave tomorrow morning, bright and early.
Bright and early? What's bright and early? 9 o'clock?
Oh, I think the flight's at 9.
Oh, mercy.
So we're out of here at like 6 a.m. or something. Something silly.
So are you just primarily doing weekend gigs right now?
Or? Right now it's fly-ins, yeah. Basically what we're doing is, for lack of a better term, finishing off the season. Usually everybody else pretty much is, you know, wrap things up by now. And January, February are usually pretty dead, you know, at your time at home. So I don't think we have anything for about a month or so after tonight.
So do you already have tour plans laid out for spring, summer? Or?
Honestly, that's what I was chasing Kenny for, to sit down and say, okay, what do you got coming up, you know?
Because I noticed really on your website you don't have anything till like end of March up in Staten Island.
Yeah, I think there may be one or two things popping up between now and then. But, you know, you never know until they say, okay, come on, we're leaving tomorrow. Keeps it interesting.
You should have got you something to eat.
Oh, I had a big lunch, you know, so I'm good. Don't want to be in a food coma before work starts, you know.
That'll happen, won't it?
Got to keep on my toes.
Now, who's all in the band right now for Joan?
Well, Tommy Price is playing drums. Right. Tommy's been with her for ages.
Mm-hmm.
Dougie Needles plays lead guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Dougie, he's got to be with her 9 or 10 years almost now.
Wow.
And Enzo's playing bass at least for a few years now, with her 2-3 years.
So. Who's the bass player?
Enzo.
Enzo?
Enzo, yeah. Nice Irish fella.
Irish?
Yeah, Enzo. Yeah. Enzo Penizzotto.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm Irish and I don't have any Enzos in my family.
How long have you been with Joan?
I worked for Joan about 10 years ago for about 5 years.
Uh-huh.
And then I did a bunch of other stuff in the last 8 or 9 years. And I just came back with Joan last spring.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was interesting timing. She says, oh, we got a new record coming out. It's, you know, get your butt back here, you know. So there you go.
Were you on the Vans Warped Tour with them?
Sure was.
What was that like?
It was great. You know, Billy, the sound guy, and myself, you know, we were twice as old as any crew guy on the tour.
Yes.
But it was good. I would think our sets were like 30 minutes of fury on that. It was great, you know. Just the band would come on and and be gone.
You mean they didn't play that long at all?
30 minutes every day.
30 minutes? I'm glad I didn't buy that ticket. I almost did.
Well, you guys are fresh. You wouldn't have had to buy the ticket.
Well, we tried. Vans Warped said no.
Really?
Julie tried to get us in. Vans Warped said no.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. But it was long days. You know, the only gripe about it really was the heat. You know, sometimes the conditions were rough. But
yeah, the summer.
Compare that to 20-some-odd years of touring, you know, there's always rough conditions here and there. I slept on a million floors in Europe.
Well, I'm figuring casino must be a pretty good way to go, because you see a lot of musicians doing that during the winter months.
Yeah. Well, it's a nice, comfortable gig, you know.
It really is. Put you up in a Class A hotel.
Yeah, the hotel is usually attached to the gig, which is nice. You don't have to go out. And, you know, usually the rooms are nice, and room service and all that. You know, it's good. Comfortable.
So what part of New York do you live in?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. Give us a forget about it.
Forget about it.
Yeah, say, hey, you talking to me?
You talking to me?
I love that.
Oh, we all do that stuff. You gotta get the band dressing room. Forget about it.
See,
for
now.
Real.
For
really? So have you played for other people?
Yeah, I played over the years. Most guys who do what I do have done that. Yeah, made a few records, did some tours. And, you know, you get a little older and, you know, here you are. You know, then you become a tour manager.
Yeah, because they didn't buy enough records, right?
Exactly. Didn't sell enough records.
All right. Joe D here at the Joan Jett Show at Robinsonville, Mississippi, or we call it Tunica, at the Horseshoe Casino.
You got it right, man.
I've got it all down, almost.
Go with Tunica.
Too much to remember and too much to know. Thank you, Joe D.
All right. Nice talking to you guys.
Here we are. We're about to get back to meet the band, we hope. They just came out and said, give us about 5 or 10 minutes so we can go. Hey, somebody just walked up. And who is this?
Who is what?
You. Oh, it's me. It's Tom. Yeah. Tom has been losing his money at the table, so he came to join us. But our good buddy and our friend who came along with us on this trip to Robinsonville, Mississippi.
Mark Dyer.
And Mark's here. He's our bodyguard.
That's it.
And so we see if Joe D is and Kenny Laguna is going to get us backstage to meet the band.
And Joan Jett, too. How about that?
I think she's in the band, but that's okay.
So. Yeah, but she is the band. This is a very nice place. I mean, it's very laid out. It's very open in the front. You got hardwood floors in the general admission area and nice balcony.
See,
probably another 500 up there, I'd say.
You know how much this holds?
Not sure.
We got the security guard here ready to wrestle us down if we get out of order.
Hey, how many blues do you hold?
About 13.
1,300?
Yeah,
I was thinking about 15, but 13. Look how much space they have between the chairs. They're big chairs up there. They're not the typical elbow-to-elbow thing.
It almost looks like you go into a movie theater type chair.
Yeah,
it's
theater setting.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's really nice in the balcony. It's got a general admission area that's just wood floor on the floor. Then it's got like tables right above that. It's like a couple of feet above that. And then you have a balcony that looks over. It looks really nice in here.
Very nice. Very nicely laid out.
They just remodeled this last year.
Okay.
Great job.
Upstairs, back there where the glass is, the very back, that's the Founders Club, part of the Diamonds Lounge. You have your 7-star diamond player to go up in there.
Oh, really?
So that's where y'all go. That's where Tom and Mark goes.
It's real nice up there.
So y'all have to tell everybody about that.
Everything complimentary.
Everything complimentary.
We don't have far to go. We've got to go up 4 floors. We're okay, right, Mark?
So Brian's getting his camera equipment ready over here to see for the show tonight. What do you think, Brian? Is your camera equipment ready yet?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right.
Got my old shirt.
Jody now.
Oh, there you go.
So.
Oh, is that the Blitz benefit?
Yeah, that's the Blitz benefit. Huh?
Yes, there's one of them started in this business.
Oh, really?
Damn.
Backstage to see the band. Jody came and got us, and here we go. Yeah. Oh, nice backstage area. Hey, Miss Joan Jett, how you doing? Mike Arnold, Concert Blast, how you doing?
Tom Kenny, how you doing?
Hey, Kenny. Nice to see you again.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Hey, we were looking forward to it. Yeah, I mean, that's the same for everything, okay?
Uh-huh. Stay in touch. We'll see you in Nashville.
Absolutely. We'll do it.
Hey, buddy.
We'll
see
you.
Thank you for the
Thank you so much.
We appreciate
you.
Where's the
chat?
That's right.
Hey, thank you, Jody.
All right,
man.
See you,
man. Can we talk to you?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Ashley, Memphis.
So who are you here to see tonight, Ashley?
Joan Jett.
The janitor.
Well, to make sure she was in the right place. What's your name? Where are you from?
Right here.
Jerry, from Memphis.
Jerry from Memphis. All right.
Wow. Have you seen Joan Jett before?
I have.
And how long ago?
I was like 2 years ago, maybe. Two or three years ago at the fair.
In Memphis?
Yeah. In Memphis.
2 years ago.
You a big fan of Joan Jett?
Uh-huh.
All right. How many songs did you name?
Oh, I don't know.
Put her on the spot.
A lot. Okay. A lot of songs.
A lot is good.
All right. Thank you for talking to us.
All right.
Hey, y'all want to talk to us for a minute? What's your name? Where are you from?
Heather Ashcraft. I'm from Memphis.
Yeah. And you are?
I'm Vicky, and I'm from Memphis.
All right. So tell me what your favorite two Joan Jett songs are.
Bad Reputation is the best Joan Jett song ever.
And I Hate Myself for Loving You.
That's a good one, too.
We're with the Memphis Roller Derby.
Yes,
have you heard about Memphis?
Oh, really?
We were sitting here talking about, man, I wish she would come play a Memphis Roller Derby bout. We'd give her $1,000, but I know she wouldn't do it.
She would bring a lot of people, too.
That's all we can afford.
Wow. What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Brooke, and I'm with Roller Derby also.
All right, now they're going to sing on our show. Sing. Go.
Myself for loving you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Wow, boy, what did we just see, man? What a great show there, man.
Joan Jett really cooked the place up. Bluesville here at the Horseshoe Casino.
That's right, in Robinsonville / Tunica, Mississippi.
Tell you what, can she not put on a show?
Man, I don't know if she could ever have a better set list than what she did. When the lights went down, that crowd went crazy.
They really did, and it just seemed like it got more fuller and fuller and fuller with the people out there, and it got louder and louder and louder.
Yep, and boy, I tell you what, they were ready to sing tonight, weren't they?
They were, and Joan really encouraged it too, which I thought was great.
As soon as the intro song that was playing over the PA finished, they kicked right into the one that they've always started with, as long as I remember. What is it, guys?
Bad Reputation.
Tell you what, you couldn't ask for a better song to start off with.
Yeah, she knows how to get the crowd going, and she looks at the people individually in their eyes. That's what
yes.
I like.
She does. She makes eye contact with a lot of people on an individual basis.
And one thing I noticed that was so cool is she really, when she looked around, every once in a while she smiled. And what a beautiful smile she
had. She's got a great smile.
Oh, man, it was great.
About halfway through Bad Reputation, she looked at me and kind of winked and nodded her head.
I saw her do that. Wow.
But when she winked at me, she meant it, man.
Yeah, Brian, talk to us. Of course, you know, the first four songs, it was just like, there's no interruption. It was just like, bam, bam. The second song came from the Runaways.
Cherry Bomb.
Surprise too. I love it.
Yes, sir. And again, without any hesitation, third song came up. It was the Bruce Springsteen song from the title of the movie that she was in.
Oh,
Light of Day.
Light of Day. I was going to say just around the corner from the Light of Day, but that's too long.
I tell you what, after that song, boy, was she not just sweating? I mean, literally, you could see the sweat dripping off her.
Yeah, but she got the crowd singing. She says, you got to show me something.
That's right, she did. Got their hands clapping and everything else,
oh,
yes.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. You know what she's singing. After the crowd got loud enough for her, she went right into
Do You Want a Touch?
They had no problem getting into the song like that.
No, he really didn't.
Again, a 1-2 punch. She went into the song from the new Sinner album of hers, which Brian has. It says it's a wonderful, wonderful CD, and we've listened to several songs.
And it's called Change the World.
Change the World, Joan put her guitar down. They went into the next song and started introducing the song as one from Sinner, and she introduced Sinner as her new album, and it is
Androgynous.
Well, don't get them wrong, and don't get them mad. He might be a father, but he sure ain't a dad. She don't need advice that they send to her. She's happy the way she looks.
Snappy tune, and she strutted around the edge of the stage to different parts of the stage, different parts of the crowd.
Well, she did, yeah, because she wasn't playing her guitar. That's about the only time she's not.
But she put the guitar back on to introduce this next song, which also came from the Sinner album, and it is called
Five.
But I can't
That was funny too, the way she introduced the song. She went 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
And she got the crowd to help singing that countdown.
She did. I thought that was very cool. But she really, really got the crowd into it. I mean, she really, really entertained the crowd. She wanted to sing. She wanted to have a good time.
You know, I actually walked in here thinking, you know, it's a smaller venue. She probably, you know, cut her set by a little bit. But she didn't. She gave the full blown thing, man.
You could tell she was really getting excited, and she really wanted to take care of the audience, and we got a full-blown out show. Then Joan broke right into another song, a song called Love is Pain.
Stopped after this song, and she explained that this next song is about examining yourself. It's called
Make It.
Between every song. Yeah.
It was really loud, and you could look around because, I mean, the way the whole setup was, I mean, it was a beautiful arena look where you had people on the balcony standing up screaming, yelling.
I tell you, I love a venue of this size because everybody gets a good shot at seeing the act and really enjoying it.
Joan also always puts in surprises from time to time in her show. This next song was a big surprise. It's the theme song from the Mary Tyler Moore Show,
that's
and
right.
Boy, did they do it right.
Well, let's say she did it on a lot of caffeine.
Who can turn the world on with a smile? Who can take a nothing day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile? Well, it's your girl and you should know it. Each pleasure.
nailed that too. It was a big surprise.
That was a lot of fun, man. I was going, Laverne and Shirley? No. Then Mike fixed me and he said, Mary Tyler Moore.
Yeah, where did I hear that song from, you know? Then she said, okay, guys, I'm going to play another song off the Sinners album, which she broke into a song called Riddles.
Made sure she punched that title very well. Riddles. Yeah, that's a hard title to say, man.
It is.
This is a song that is about political correctness. You know, just the current administration's inability to give you a straight shot answer.
They are pretty political.
Well, just talking to Kenny by himself, really, you know exactly where he stands on some of the issues.
Yeah, he even pinpointed us, want to know who we voted for. He said, I can't believe the people from Tennessee didn't even vote Al Gore in. He said, he's from Tennessee. What did he say about New York?
He said if Satan was running for office in New York, he'd win just because he's from New York.
At this time, at the end of Riddles is when they kind of looked at each other, they looked at the drummer, and they were going like,
what's going on?
What are they doing? They're talking to each other.
Well, they were having some monitor problems too, man.
Yeah, but the major problem here was the kick drum broke off the bass.
Sure did.
And when that happened, he kind of just like, okay, this next song we're going to do without the kick drum because Tommy's so good, he can do this. Tommy Price.
Yes.
He's played with so many people, from Peter Wolf, Roger Daltrey, Billy Idol. Oh, yeah, and Kasem Sultan, who we were, last time we were down here in Mississippi, we did the New Cars, and Kasem's in that band.
Yep.
He's played with him. Actually grew up with him, I understand.
Really?
Yeah.
So Joan just told everybody, hey, guys, we're not going to have a kick drum, so.
For this next song. And the next song is also from the Sinner album called
Fetish.
You are my fetish. You are my fetish. You are my fetish.
After Fetish is when the roof went off the building.
Because I tell you what, Joan was going to hit her number one biggest song ever. Of course, we all know it as I Love Rock and Roll.
Next, we're moving on. It was with me. Yeah, me. Next, we're moving on. It was with me.
They fixed the kick drum. They bought another bass drum out.
Completely.
A whole new bass set.
I think they ripped off a house band.
I think they did too. I'm sure they turned. Talking back there, you could see them. And next thing you know, hey, we got a drum.
Right after I Love Rock and Roll, she went right into the Tommy James and Shondell.
Oh, Crimson and Clover. I love that, her cover of that, man. Ain't that great?
Yeah.
Sounded great too, and that was probably one of the biggest surprises too, that I would not think she'd be playing.
I forgot about that song, to tell you the truth. She used to play it all the time. I didn't think she played it anymore.
And then another one that I had forgotten about, except for the crowd, was singing it before she came out. I hate myself for loving you. I love that. The crowd went nuts on that.
They really did, man. They were really singing that one loud, too.
But what a great mix of songs right there, too, that everybody sang along with.
Then she said goodnight. She made a quick exit, and then the whole crowd went, Joan Jett, Joan Jett, Joan Jett. Of course, I started that chant with everybody.
Yes, you did, man. Of course, it made it because I was adding into it.
Everybody was chanting. Yes.
It didn't take long for her to come right back out, too, and she went right into the next song.
A new single.
Yes.
And the new video that's an old sweet song called
AC/DC.
Well, let's be in it together.
Tell you what, man, I just love hearing that song because I love it when Sweetwood played it, and I tell you what, they sounded great. Absolutely great.
Joan knows how to play other people's songs probably better than anybody I've heard.
I agree. She really does, and she just nails them.
If you want anybody to cover your song, she's the one. She is the woman.
She's definitely the one.
Speaking of cover song, the whole encore was cover songs.
Everything.
Because the next song was an old Jerry Lee Lewis song, a Billy Idol song, and Iggy Pop song. None other than Wild One.
Well, I'm just an high school, like I'm real, real cool.
Then it was one more song for the night. When this song kicked in, a lot of people forgot about it. And when I heard that first note, I said, oh, man, I can't believe she's doing this, because I didn't think she would play it.
No, I never would have dreamed it. I never would've.
But it was Sly and the Family Stone's Everyday People.
Like I said, she has so much to go over, you forget about the songs that she always played before.
And she's got a lot of them, too, man. It was a great reminder just to hear those great songs again.
And what a great night. Listen to some of the fans and see what they thought about the show tonight.
Hey, everybody. What's your name? Where you from?
Beth Rimmingham from Burton, Mississippi. Woo-hoo! Jennifer Cox, Belmont, Mississippi.
Patty Day, Tishomingo, Mississippi.
Mississippi girls here. Yeah, so y'all like Joan Jett tonight?
Yes, it rocks. Yes, really good time.
Awesome. Awesome.
Love it.
What's the best part?
I love rock and roll. I love rock and roll.
Sing a song.
I love rock and roll.
Better than a diamond in a jukebox, baby.
I love rock and roll. Better than a diamond.
Show tonight.
Man, that show kicked butt. Memphis Roller Derby loves Joan Jett.
What did you think about the show?
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah, what's your name? Where are you from?
Teresa from Tupelo.
Tupelo, Mississippi.
What was the best part of the show, you thought?
It was all good.
It's all good. Hey, you got a drumstick, huh?
That's right. I had to fight for that one, but I got it.
You won?
I won. I'm always going to win.
I know you got a cross on.
Uh-huh.
Does that stand for something, or is that jewelry?
Oh, it stands for something.
There you go. God bless you.
Definitely stands for something.
What's your name? Where you from?
Sean Clifton from Tupelo.
Tupelo, Mississippi. You with this girl?
Sure am.
Good girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She got the drumstick and the guitar pick.
She said she fought, but she won.
Yeah. Hurt the back a little bit, but she's all right.
How'd you like the show?
I loved it.
Great
crazy. My little 7-year-old nephew and 4-year-old niece, like, love her.
Oh, really?
And my niece's birthday is tomorrow. She's going to be 4. And I told her if I could get her something signed, and I brought an album and a poster. And
oh, too bad.
She's going to be dead. But that's okay.
What's your name?
My name's Sherry.
From where?
I'm from Birmingham.
From Birmingham?
Mm-hmm.
And what's your, is it your niece you said?
Yes.
What's her name?
Her name's Olivia.
Say happy birthday, Olivia.
Happy birthday, Olivia. Couldn't get you an autograph from Joan personally, but we're talking about you on the podcast after the show.
Happy birthday, Olivia!
So what's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Holly, and I'm from Alabama.
And you?
I'm Tracy, Holly's mother from Alabama.
Yeah. You must have adopted her at the age of 12.
Yes, exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
All right. Now, what do you like so much about Joan Jett tonight?
Well, I've been coming to see her since I was like 16. We have together, and it just gets better every time.
She never ages. She just gets better and better.
Okay, now let me ask you something. You like the Ramones? You got a Ramones t-shirt on.
Very much.
This is the lady who took the picture with Brian. You'll see him on the website. The Ramones shirt twins. If you were to rate it 1 to 10, what would you give it?
27,000.
I'm with her, yeah.
That's great. Thank you, guys.
So where are y'all with?
We're with Concert Blast.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we're doing the concert review tonight. Log on, listen.
Absolutely. Well, you have to give her a good one. She did really great.
What'd you like so much about Joan tonight?
I like the fact that after 20 years, she's still as bad as she ever was.
There you go. What's your name? Where are you from?
Tanya. I'm from Batesville. I'm here with my mom, Deborah. It's her birthday. She's old.
How young are we?
I'm younger than Joan Jett.
Well, you're younger than us then.
Oh, really?
I'll be 45.
Oh, okay, yeah. You're younger than him, even. He's the baby in our bunch.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Not really, but really.
How did y'all enjoy the concert?
Oh, we loved it.
Wasn't it great?
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
You want to say something to us? No?
Radio guy? What are you on the radio?
On a podcast on the internet.
Oh, okay. Stacks of Wax, Towers of Power, concertblast.com. Yeah, baby.
Take care, bud.
Tell me we're excited. I mean,
yes, they were.
Along with us, man. We were just jumping up and down going crazy.
That was a great night. I hope everybody enjoyed this podcast as much as we enjoyed Joan Jett and the Blackhearts tonight. Make sure you log on to concertblast.com to catch Brian's pictures. Man, oh,
love
man.
Pictures, man. I tell you what. I mean, it's like Joan was just posing for him, man. I tell you what, man. You can look at
it. I tell you, she's got to be about the most photogenic artist I've ever seen.
Her smile. You can see it for miles.
The way she does her arms, the way she smiles and looks at people, I mean, she's very photogenic.
Wonderful, wonderful show. The crowd was very nice to us. Very polite. Wanted to participate with us in every way possible.
Yeah, that's right.
And to Joan, to Kenny, and to Julie, who helped us arrange all this, thank you. You should have used us as an opening. If y'all would have allowed us to have our mics in there.
Oh, man. We would have.
We could have got that crowd going crazy.
They were looking for something to go crazy with, too.
Yes. We could have warmed that crowd up where they would have been nuts over Joan, like they were anyway.
That's exactly right, man.
But we could have really got them going because they were so easy when I said, let's sing something. And they were just jumping up and down and singing.
Yeah, they were ready to sing, I tell you.
So anyway, now comes the time that we blast the show, the concert blast scale.
The concert blast scale.
That's right.
We have our uplifting scale.
That's right.
On our scale from 1 to 10, 1 means I wish I hadn't got out of bed today. 10 means, man, you can't get any better than this one.
If you look at the low numbers, then you're kind of going, gosh, this wasn't worth the trip. But anything high, it's like, this is well worth the trip. So anyway, let's let Brian get started on it.
Guys, I mean, listen to my voice. Does that give you any indication if I had any fun here tonight? And you know me, I can't sing or claim not to be able to sing. And I was singing with everybody else. But, you know, when you got my voice and hundreds of others, I sound pretty good, man.
He don't mind saying that himself, does he?
And I tell you, I'd have to really think about making her set list better. I mean, even when they had to stop for a little bit because they had a little monitor problem and they had a drum set problem, it didn't matter to me.
It didn't matter to anybody in that crowd.
I didn't get less excited. And I got to tell you, I mean, it's a straight up 10 show. I'm telling.
Straight up 10?
I'm telling you.
You've never given anybody 10. None of us have.
No, we haven't.
No, man. Because nobody's perfect.
You gave Alice Cooper a 9.9 because you said nobody's perfect, but Joan Jett is perfect.
Well, I feel differently about Joan than I do about Alice, man. Okay. You know, I'm sorry, that's the other point one.
Okay. Tom, what we got?
Okay, I'll tell you what, man. I have never seen Joan Jett before.
Really?
I really don't think I've ever seen her before. I don't remember ever seeing her before, but I was so excited about seeing her because I could just tell that she has all kinds of energy, and she did. She really wanted to go out. She really knows how to entertain. She's a good entertainer. Her voice was absolutely great.
Yeah, wasn't it, man?
She played really, really good, too, man. I tell you what, I was impressed there, too. Yeah, there are some minor little things that I got to take a few small little points out. She cussed a little bit there, and then some part in the middle of the show, they had some kind of problems, and she really was going off on somebody, but, you know.
Yeah, because she wants everything right. You know,
well, she does, you know, but again, I mean, yeah, you could have blew it off a little bit more, but again, just a fabulous show. You couldn't name a better set list. I'm going to have to give it a 9.7.
Wow.
Tell you.
Okay, my turn. And Tom mentioned I have to take points off already because of some of the language that she used. It wasn't much at all.
And really near the first of the show she used them too.
Yeah, but all her hits, they don't have that kind of language in it or anything. It's just about having fun, and, you know, put another dime in the jukebox, you know, Crimson and Clover,
that's right.
And Everyday People, and I mean, and all her hits, it was just like the last half, the last three quarters of the show was just like rolling, man. It was great. The first half, there was just a couple of things I didn't really like. It kind of made me nervous, her getting upset on stage about somebody doing something on the side of the stage, and I don't know what that was.
Yes.
I think she's trying to get something right, and she says, it's basically, hurry up.
Yeah. Kenny Laguna did a good job on the backup vocals and on the keyboards over there on the side.
Yeah,
we saw you back there.
The corner. That's right. He did. He sounded good.
First of all, I have to take a point away, so the best I can give it is a 9.0. So I have to give it an 8.7.
What?
Sounds a little low, don't it, Brian?
It would have been a 9.7.
Yeah, but you gave a full point. I just give a small point.
I know, but I give a full point.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. We thank you for listening to us. Make sure you vote for us, and make sure you log on to concertblast.com. On the right-hand side, there's a vote button. And look at all the pictures. You got any suggestions? Send us some emails. Hey, we got a new email address.
That's right.
concertblast@gmail.com. Send us some emails, and let us know what some ideas, shows that you would like to have us either review or either discuss, or people we can interview.
That's right.
Say the email address again, because I get lost easily.
Yeah, say it slow, Mike.
Here's the email address for one more time. The new email address is concertblast@gmail.com.
And like Mike said, we'd love to hear from you. Any shows that are coming around, hey, tell us something about it.
Until next time, this is Mike signing off.
Tom signing off.
And Brian signing off.
God bless you, and
woo!
See you next
time.
I want to thank you for letting me be myself again.